All right, joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Time now for the plays of the week. Coach, big win against the Jets. What are we going to take a look at here first?
Well, this is a big play right before the half. On Tom's pass to Brandon Cooks on the sideline and set up a touchdown to make it 14-14. And so we're in the two-minute drive. There's only about 30 seconds to go in the half. And so James White shifts back in the backfield. And it appears that the Jets are in a heavy blitz look here. They have everybody kind of jammed up there on the line of scrimmage. And on the snap of the ball, they blitz the two outside safeties and then drop all four defensive linemen off into coverage here. So it really ends up being just a two-man rush. I think, you know, that's the type of defense you would run if you're looking for a screen or, you know, underneath routes, that kind of thing. It ended up being kind of a protection play for us with James staying in and, you know, Rob jamming the end here. So we didn't really have, you know, we had just one receiver in this area, which created the single coverage outside. And Brandon runs a great route here, and a good throw here by Tom, beats Claiborne right there on the 2 yard line. So really, well executed play by two great players and, end up taking advantage of a 2-man rush to be able to get the ball down the field.
You can't do that without great protection. They gave him a great pocket too.
Right. And then, this is a big play for us here on third down. We had a couple big third down conversions, third and 11, third and 13, on the same drive. So this is a third and 11 situation. And, this is Rob here with Chris Hogan. And, you can see, Adams, their strong safety, is in coverage here. And there's a little bit of a traffic, flow that, we created here between Rob and Chris. And now Rob's able to come across and run the inside route. Adams misses the tackle, and then May comes up here and can't make the play either. And so Rob ends up scoring. It's another good play here by Cooks, even though we declined the penalty, of course, on the touchdown. But, third and five, and Brandon runs a good route here again on Claiborne. Gets a defensive holding penalty, which would have been the first down conversion, but we didn't need it. Great job by Rob here, matched up against the Jets' two young safeties, Adams and then May. Rob did a nice job making the play here.
He used to do that there. Toy soldier thing back. We had that game in London. he hasn't pulled this thing out in a while. Yeah, he looks pretty good. All right, moving on.
I thought we had some very good coverage plays from the special teams units against the Jets. And here's one on the kickoff coverage. We really have you could really have a lot of team speed coming down here, and we're doing a good job of running by some blockers. Here we are inside the 20 yard line, and we have eight players that are down here, and really if you let it go a couple more frames, you got seven guys inside the 15. So, that's a lot of pressure and a lot of speed to put on the kickoff coverage or kickoff return unit, for the Jets, and we're in position to make the play there. Brandon makes the tackle on the 15 yard line. And so our special teams were able to create some good field position for us on both kickoffs and on punts. I thought this was, Ryan had a big punt that was down on the 2 yard line, mm-hmm. but this is another one that ended up being a 58 yard net punt for us with the punt, the coverage, and a block in the back call. So, first of all, our gunners, John Jones and Matt Slater, it's good to have Matt back. Doing a great job for us there. Batamosi, we didn't need to use him on the punt team last week because of his role on defense and the way Jones and Slater were playing. But here we have a lot of pressure on the ball, and Curley tries to cut it back across the field, and so Cordona and Brandon King are here to kind of cut the field off. And then we swarm in there and make the tackle. And as I said, we have a couple of blocking the back penalties right here. So ends up being a big change of field position, which is, a huge play for us there in the fourth quarter.
Well, 4 quarters, too. People say, well, it's 4 or 6 yards. What's the big deal? Opening kickoff, I think you pinned them on the 12-yard line, and that's, 13 yards of field position instead of getting it on the 25. That adds up.
Absolutely. Yep. I thought our run defense was the best it's been all year in the Jet game. Hopefully we can continue to build on that. Certainly get challenged this week against Atlanta. But here the Jets run a counter play with the guard pulling, the fullback leading behind there. See Atlanta Roberts, filling quickly up into the line of scrimmage here. This is Jordan Richards coming through on the backside, fill that gap where the guard pulled. And, you know, opportunity here, make a hit there behind the line of scrimmage. Good solid defensive play for us in the running game. Here's the same play from the end zone. You can see how quickly Roberts, you know, recognizes the play. It's this little counter step here by McGuire. And, you know, before he's even countered and the fullback's over, you know, Landon gets a great read on the play and is already up in the hole. You know, gets the fullback before he can get into the line of scrimmage. This is well done by the defensive tackles there, you know, clogging up the middle of the defense. And, you know, that creates some space for Jordan Richards to come through here on the backside and make the hit.
All right, Coach, great stuff when you could draw it up that way. Hope it works like that against the Atlanta Falcons. Good luck.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
There you go. There's your plays of the week.